All right. Welcome to Motivational Monday. Here we are, moving through the month of April, late April. Soon we'll turn a calendar page here in the week ahead. Well, we pray that you are blessed by this movement of springtime, where all things are coming to life in new ways. Well, today I want to sit in a very simple thought, and it's around think. But first, before we get to the think, I need to give you a quote that moves us in that direction. So Martin Buber, a theologian, from his essay, Genuine Dialogue and Possibilities of Peace, written in the late 1800s, early 1900s, okay? His essay, Genuine Dialogue and the Possibilities of Peace. And here's his quote. He said that peoples can no longer carry on authentic dialogue with one another is not only the most acute symptom of the pathology of our time, it is also that which most urgently makes a demand of us. Yes, amen and amen. And one more time, that peoples can no longer carry on authentic dialogue with one another is not only the most acute symptom of the pathology of our time, it is also that which most urgently makes a demand of us. All those years ago, humanity wrestling with the same thing that humanity wrestles with today. Yes, the human condition, the human problem is often the same. And so how do we sit together and have genuine dialogue? How do we create potentials and possibilities for peace? Or what I would say, more full and abundant life, creating more of that, not less. Well, this word think comes to mind. And I shared this in a children's message recently. Think, the T standing for thoughtful. Are my words and my meditations that come from my mouth or in my writings or in my posting, are they thoughtful? Which means, have they been discerned, right? And that's a very important thing to do. We want to lead with thoughtful, meaningful words. The H stands for helpful. Are my words helpful? Do they work toward building toward the good? Is new life going to emerge because of it? How will these words help knit creation back together again? The I, inspiring. Are my words inspiring? We want our words to be inspiring. Yes, we want them to infuse people with the energy, the spirit-filled energy of God, I'd like to say, of Jesus, because Jesus wants to inspire us with resurrection life. And that inspiring is the breathing in and breathing out, the inhale and the exhale of the Spirit. Do these words lift one another? The N, are these words necessary? I love here recently with all the fun commercials with Alexa and the tools that we now have in our houses when Alexa is simply speaking somebody's thoughts that they're having privately in their mind. And it's quite embarrassing to have those thoughts articulated in a room filled with people when you're like, no, we don't say that. Well, what if we led that way? Are these words necessary? Will this add value? Does this need to be said right here and right now? And the last, the K, stands for kind. And I know this is overplayed and people will often say, oh, you're getting too much of a children's sermon in on me when you just talked about kindness. But tell me, at any point in time in your life, has kindness warmed you and opened you to potential and possibility? Or has kindness shut you down and turned you away? I think if we're honest, 100% of the time, kindness opens us and moves us more close together for doing life together. So with words spoken, written, posted, Are they thoughtful, helpful, inspiring, necessary, and kind? Because it's not necessary to continue to have a pathology and the symptoms if we can change, if we can do it different. And the demand on us is to get better at how we communicate so that there is genuine dialogue and possibilities for peace the world over. May you take that into consideration this week and pay attention to the words that are being shared both from you and around you. And may it be a blessing. All right. Good date.